Corrections Chief Custodial Officer Neil Beals is defending the use of pepper spray at Auckland Women's Prison, even on inmates with asthma. Mr Beals says he could not address any of the specifics of the treatment of inmates raised by RNZ today because what happened to those prisoners was subject to an ongoing court case. But he says the use of bombing women with pepper spray to remove them from their cells, the so-called cell buster technique, was justified when prisoners presented a security risk. Neil Beals spoke with Guy Onespinner this afternoon.
Cellbuster is one of the three types of delivery of we have. It's actually only been deployed 24 times since 2016, from January 2016 to today. The vast majority of the use of pepper spray in our system is the individual carry pepper spray. That's the pepper spray that many staff will have on their hips. And in the vast majority of those cases, it's actually only used about a quarter of the time that it's actually drawn. So staff may draw it but not use it.
Is it appropriate to use multiple canisters of pepper spray?
Not multiple canisters, it's actually two or three. You have to use 2 3-second bursts. So you might use the same canister on more than one occasion. What you have to do is you have to make sure that the use of pepper sprays is actually having its desired effect. So if you have to use it more than once, then you have to use it more than once. People can cover their faces, they can stand in showers, they can hold their faces to the back window, cover their faces in a towel. So you have to use it until such a time as it's taken its effect. Once it's taken its effect, you can just go in and remove the person safely, decontaminate them, have them seen by a nurse, and then relocate them to a different area of the prison. So I'm not going to apologize for the use of pepper spray overall. It must be done it could only be used lawfully if it's reasonable, proportionate, and necessary in the circumstances. And it is a legitimate tool, and it is there to prevent further injury. And as we've seen with the data that we've pulled together for pepper spray overall, you know, our staff are not trigger happy when it comes to this. It is actually used about less than, I think it's about a quarter of the time than it's actually deployed. So staff are not keen to use this. It's there on their hip. They can use it if necessary, but they would rather de-escalate and talk the person down than anything else. On occasion, though, the de-escalation just doesn't work.
You know, is it appropriate to use it on a prisoner with asthma?
If it's a part of a planned intervention, then what should be happening is a discussion with the medical advisor first. It doesn't prevent you from using it on a person with asthma, but of course there may be some necessary precautions that you might need to take. And there's always, in a planned intervention, they're going to have a nurse on site.
Aren't you risking lives there, Mr. Beals?
Well, their lives are already being risked by some of the behaviour that the people who you need to go and restrain, you know, are using. If somebody's intent on setting fire to a cell or holding a weapon against somebody else or threatening staff that they're going to stab them when they come through the door, life is already at risk. We've got a duty to all the people who are in that prison, both the prisoners themselves, who may be intent on even harming themselves as well, let's not forget that, and our staff, who are quite entitled to go home that day safely back to their families. So, you know, these things may not be pleasant, and I know your listeners, some of them may find it, you know, quite unpalatable, but this is a job that our staff have to do. It's very, very difficult. It's very, very dangerous. Most days they don't have to do this kind of thing, and they're thankful that they don't have to, but on occasion they do. When they do, they are trained and equipped and resourced to do it properly, and that's what we expect them to do.
Corrections Chief Custodial Officer Neil Beals speaking to Guy Onespinner.